It's time for Magic Review. This is Reverend Sue with the Magic Review, a podcast series exploring witchy sites on the World Wide Web. This week's website is The Holographic Universe, which can be found at www.crystalinks.com/holographic.html. I know, this is supposed to be a show about witchy websites. Well, the Holographic Universe is a physics theory that is gaining traction, but I first heard about it in the book Paganism, An Introduction to Earth-Centered Religions, by Joyce and River Higginbotham, way back in 2006. In that book, they describe it as a way to understand how magic works. So in my mind, the holographic universe is magical. Well, first, a bit about Crystal Inks itself. This massively complex website is the ongoing brainchild of a 73-year-old Jewish healer and tarot reader named Ellie Crystal, who has been keeping up this metaphysics and science website since the dawn of the internet, 1995. There are a gajillion pages on her site after 21 years. I come across her pages in Google searches on a wide variety of subjects, including history and astronomy, not just healing and magic. The pages are always well-researched and have plenty of links to source material. So if you run across a Crystal Inks page in your web travels, check it out. You probably won't regret it. This particular page on the holographic universe theory is no exception. Ellie's subject pages are never complicated, just very long. You see, she doesn't create a multi-page mini-site for each topic. She just puts it all on one single page. Because the page size is massive, usually due to cool pics and embedded videos, it can take up to 10 seconds for this particular page to load on a mobile device. While that isn't very long compared to waiting at the DMV, people usually expect nearly instant web viewing these days, so I figured I'd warn you so that you didn't think something was wrong. On the page, Ellie gives us a quick summary of what the holographic universe theory is, then presents summaries and reprints of other sources that have covered the topic, and provides links to them. She also embeds videos on the subject. She also profiles some of the big thinkers in the area, such as the late Michael Talbot, David Bohm, Stanislav Grof, and Carl Priebum. The articles go into detail into what a hologram is and why scientists, more and more each year, believe it is the best model for our universe. Basically, the idea of a hologram is that every two-dimensional facet contains the whole image, and it is projected into three dimensions by light. It's like turning a map back into a globe. The theory seems to explain the instantaneous transmission of knowledge and other psychic phenomena, as well as déjà vu, past life regression, and the ability to affect things and events from afar, such as magic. This theory is why I believe that magical correspondences are so powerful, because we are stacking up more and more ripples in the hologram to, in effect, reprogram it to be the reality we want to experience. Pretty heady stuff. I highly recommend this website. Well, that's it for this episode of Magic Review. Our theme music is by podcastthemes.com. If you have a suggestion for websites I should review, or comments about this or previous shows, please leave a comment on Podbeam or email me at revsu@ladywindsong.com. That's R-E-V-S-U at ladywindsong.com. For now, this is Rev Sue and Velvet the Box Kitty saying so long, good luck, and happy magicking.